ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्तं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर भवती नैष्टिके। श्रीमद् भागवतम सेकेंड कैंटो चैप्टर 10। भागवतम इज द आंसर टू ऑल क्वेश्चंस। टेक्स्ट 4। स्थितिर वैकुंठ विजय पोषणम तदनुग्रह मन्वंतराणि सद्धर्मा ऊतयः कर्मवासना। स्थितिर वैकुंठ विजयः पोषणम तदनुग्रहः मन्वंतराणि सद्धर्मा उदय कर्म वासनः। स्थितिर वैकुंठ विजयः पोषणम तदनुग्रह मन्वंतराणि सद्धर्मा उदय कर्म वासनः।
Say.
তুমি খুশি আছে? আচ্ছা, হু এলস রেজড দ্য হ্যান্ড? ওকে, তুমি বল। Jamuna, did you memorize? Did you?
You memorized Atlas.
Okay. Okay. You say that? Yeah, you were supposed to actually say it yesterday. I forgot to ask you. Huh? Both of them. Okay, who will say? Jamuna or Radhika? Okay, Radhika, you say. Very good. Wonderful. And what's Gaurangi saying? No? Gaurangi is saying no. Okay. Thank you. Sthiti. The right situation. Vaikuntha Vijaya. The victory of the Lord of Vaikuntha. Poshanam. Maintenance. Tadanugraha. His causeless mercy. Manvantarani. The reign of the Manus. Sadharma, perfect occupational duty. Utaya, impetus to work. Karma vasana, desire for fruitive work. Sthana, poshanam, utaya. Then Manvantara, Ishanukatha, Nirodha, Mukti, Asha. So here, so Sthiti, the right situation. And in the let's read the translation. And the right situation for the living entities is to obey the Lord, obey the laws of the Lord, and thus be in perfect peace of mind under the protection of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Manus and their laws are meant to give right direction in life. The impetus for activities is the desire for fruitive work. Please repeat after me. The right situation for the living entities is to obey the laws of the Lord and thus be in perfect peace of mind under the protection of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Manus and their laws are meant to give right direction in life. The impetus for activity is the desire for fruitive work. So sthana, or the right situation, what is the right situation? How should we be situated in different planetary systems, in this material nature? How should we be situated? We should be situated in such a way that we should always obey the laws of the Lord. And if we obey the laws of the Lord, then what will happen? Then the Lord will give us all protection. Like if somebody in a state abides by the law, then what happens? The government gives him protection. Is there anyone who is a lawyer? Mr. Vass is a lawyer. he can confirm that. Isn't it? When somebody abides by the law, that means abide by the law means pay the tax, you know, follow the system. And then what the government does? The government gives him all protection. Right? And similarly, we are living in the kingdom of God. Who is the king in this kingdom of God? God is the king. Krishna is the king. So if we abide by his law, then he will give us all protection. And when he gives protection, then we can live peacefully and happily without any fear. A law-abiding person doesn't have nothing to fear. The police is there to protect him from all difficulties. Right? Now the question is, what is the law of God? The law given by the Lord is called dharma. Okay, now let us even focus further. What is the dharma for this age? What is the Yuga Dharma of this age of Kali? To chant the holy name of the Lord. So, if you chant the holy name of the Lord, then you are performing the Yuga Dharma. The Lord will be pleased with you. He will give you all protection and you have nothing to fear. You'll have nothing to fear. Therefore, chant this Hare Krishna Maha Mantra very nicely, very diligently, very attentively. Are you all doing that? Is there anyone who is not chanting Hare Krishna here? Is there anyone who is not chanting Hare Krishna? You not chanting? Okay. Balki, what is the Yuga Dharma for this age? Hare Krishna, holy name. So are you chanting holy name? Anyway, the thing is that even if you have other mantra, I'm not saying to stop chanting, but chant Hare Krishna. You will see the difference. Yesterday I was speaking to somebody. He told me that there is a distinct difference that he started to feel. He was chanting. Anyway, I'll mention who is that person. That person is Raghav Pandit's brother-in-law. Rita Mataji's husband, Navin Dubey. I had a meeting with Navin. Navin was diligently chanting Gayatri Mantra. For how many hours he was chanting every day? Kitne? 3-4 ghanta. Haan, Gayatri kitna? 2-3 ghanta. 2-3 ghanta. He used to chant Gayatri. But then, I think Raghav Pandit and Rita preached to him. And then, he started to chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. And he is feeling the difference. And yesterday he came and he told me that he wants to surrender completely. So, chant Hare Krishna. Because this is Yuga Dharma. We are asking to chant because it has been prescribed in the scriptures. In the scriptures it has been prescribed that if you chant the holy name of the Lord, this you'll be free from all material contamination of the speech. Harir nama, harir nama, harir nama iva kevalam. Kalo nasteva, nasteva, nasteva gatiramatha. In the age of Kali, there is no other way, there is no other way, there is no other way. Praga, are you chanting? How many rounds? 2 to 3 rounds. Okay. Very good. So please chant. Chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Manika, how many rounds are you chanting? Wonderful. Faru? Wonderful. Very good. Very good. Lakshmi?
69.
Okay. Very good. So, Ves?
12.
12. Oh, char round. पीछे रह गए. मैं सोचा चार राउंड आगे हो गए. जब तुम बोला 12, मैं सुना 20. ओके, वेरी गुड, वेरी गुड. वी वेरी हैप्पी टू हियर दैट. सो सो गो बैक टू द पॉइंट. युग धर्म टू फॉलोइंग द लॉ ऑफ द लॉर्ड मीन्स in this age. If you're in Satyayuga, I wouldn't have told you to chant Hare Krishna. If we were in Satyayuga, what I would have told you to do? Do meditation. That is the Yuga Dharma. I would have told you, go to Himalayas and perform these very, very severe austerities. Stop eating and stop breathing. Stop breathing. Even stop breathing. Pranayam. And then do the dhyana. Then dhyana would lead you to dharana. And then it will lead you to samadhi. And in samadhi, what will happen in samadhi? In samadhi you will see the super soul. Krishna is the super soul in the heart. And then when you would see the super soul in the heart, then what you would do? You would sarva dharman parityajya mam ekam sharanam vraja. When you see the super soul in the heart, the param atma, and you would see yourself as jivatma, minute atma, and Krishna is the supreme atma, then what will happen? What will happen? You'll surrender unto Him. When you come across a very big person, then what happens? Sitaram knows very well. When you come across a very big person, if you don't surrender, you'll be in trouble. If you don't surrender to the big guys, then... But if you surrender to the big guy, then what happens? He says, okay, don't worry, I'll give you protection. I mean, big guy, I mean the gangsters in South Africa. You better watch out. So, it is a natural tendency to surrender to the superior. Don't you do that? Like, for example, Ganga Narayan is the temple president. Aren't you surrendered to Ganga Narayan, all the devotees? Especially the brahmacharis. And then what Ganga Narayan does, when you surrender to him, Ganga Narayan says, okay, I'll take care of you. You surrender and you get protection. These are the mutual reciprocation. The inferior surrender, superiors give protection. So when you surrender unto Krishna, then Krishna gives protection. So let's go back to Satyayuga. You in samadhi, who are you seeing in your heart? You are seeing the super soul. And when you see the Paramatma, then what happens? Does it stop there? No, you surrender unto Him. That surrender is called prapatti. Prapatti. Or sharanagati. So when you surrender, then what happens? You develop your love for the Lord. The Lord gives you protection. You surrender, Lord gave you protection. then naturally you feel respect for him, Shraddha. And that Shraddha is the preliminary stage of love. Shraddha, beginning is Shraddha, end is prem. You remember Madhurya Kadambini? What was the title of the Madhurya Kadambini seminar? From Shraddha to Prem. Ado Shraddha and Prema Pumartha Mahan. Prem is the ultimate. And when you love, when you fall in love with Krishna, then what happens? When somebody falls in love with somebody, then what happens? He always speaks about that person. So similarly, when we fall in love with Krishna, we simply want to speak about Krishna. Right? And how do we speak about Krishna? We say, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So, then we came back to Kali Yuga. So whether it's Satya Yuga or Treta Yuga or Dwapar Yuga, the ultimate aim is to chant the glory of the Lord. Although it may not have been directly given, but eventually it will come to them, singing the glory of the Lord. But in Kali Yuga it has been given directly. We don't have to perform these severe penances and austerity for meditation. We don't have to go through these elaborate, expensive arrangements of performing yajna. We don't have to go through these very, very stringent rules and regulations of the scriptures to worship the Lord in the temple as it has been prescribed in Dwapar Yuga. In Kali Yuga, the process has become very, very simple. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So, are you going to perform the Yuga Dharma sincerely? Are you chanting Hare Krishna? Oh, what's your name? I forgot.
Anil.
Are you chanting?
Yeah, no, but Mala.
So will you start chanting with the mala?
Whenever I'm working in school, I have things, so I'll sing that.
Yeah. Will you start chanting with the mala now? Okay. If you're chanting, might as well chant with the mala. Then you can keep count how many rounds you're chanting every day. And then, very proudly, you can declare, I'm chanting 16 rounds. Very good. So, the sthanam or sthiti is to abide by the law of the Lord and get the protection by the Lord and become fearless, become free from anxiety. Vaikuntha Vijaya. And why the expression Vaikuntha? Because then one becomes free from anxiety. Krishna is Vaikuntha Vijaya because if you take his shelter, you'll become free from anxiety. And then the Manvantar. What are the Manus directing? What is the instructions given by the Manu? Is to give right direction in life. The laws have been given by Manus. And our business is to follow the laws. And that gives us the direction in life. And then utaya is karma vashana, to act in a proper way so that we can enjoy the results of our actions. So this verse also is important. Like, you all have memorized the first verse, so please make it a point also to memorize the 3rd, 4th, 5th, 6th and 7th verses. Because they are elaborating what is in the first verse. First verse is making the statement of those 10 characteristics of Srimad Bhagavatam. And now, through these 5 other verses, 3rd, 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th, you will get to know how to properly execute those 10 characteristics. Purport by Srila Prabhupada, this material world is created, maintained for some time, and again annihilated by the will of the Lord. The ingredients for creation and the subordinate creator Brahma are first created by Lord Vishnu in his first and second incarnations. The first Purusha incarnation is Mahavishnu, and the second Purusha incarnation is the Garbhadakshai Vishnu, from whom Brahma is created. The third Purusha avatar is Kshirodakshai Vishnu, who lives as the supersoul of everything in the universe and maintains the creation generated by Brahma. Shiva is one of the many sons of Brahma, and he annihilates the creation. Therefore, the original creator of the universe is Vishnu, and he is also the maintainer of the created beings by his causeless mercy. As such, it is the duty of all conditioned souls to acknowledge the victory of the Lord and thus become pure devotees and live peacefully in this world, where miseries and dangers are always in existence. The conditioned souls who take this material creation as the place for satisfaction of the senses and thus are illusioned by the external energy of Vishnu remain again to be subjected to the laws of material nature, creation, and destruction. So does everybody want to live peacefully, free from fear and anxiety? Then what should you do? Amal Bhakta, what should you do? If you want to live peacefully, free from anxiety, what will you do? Suhasini? Okay. According to this context, what should you do? Are you understanding what I am saying in the class? What should be done? What should you do? You want to be free from fear and anxiety? Sadhana Siddhi? You want to be free from fear and anxiety? Then what should you do? Follow the... Follow the laws given by Krishna. And following the law means? Following the law means what? Following the law means? Yes, Shyam Mohan. Following the law means? Follow the Yuga Dharma. Follow the law means? Law means actually Dharma. Dharmaṁ tu sakshat bhagavat pranitam. What is Dharma? Dharma is not Hindu dharma, Christian dharma, Muslim dharma. These are not the real dharma in the real sense. Dharma means to abide by the law of the Lord. And actually all the dharmas are speaking about abiding by the laws of the Lord. For example, Christianity has 10 commandments. Love thy father, Lord the God, with all thy heart and soul. Thou shalt not, thou shalt not kill. So these are their tenets. These are the laws. These laws were given by whom? And who gave these laws? These Ten Commandments?
Comes from God.
Comes from God. God gave this commandment. So this is the dharma. But when you go more deep into it, it is chanting the holy name of the Lord. Glorify the name of thy Father in heaven. There also Christianity also is saying that. Glorify the name of the Father. Who is the Father? That unfortunately they don't know. Father is Krishna. Sikhs also have the same understanding. But unfortunately what happens, because of lack of understanding, they get they don't follow the proper path. Who is acquainted with Sikh dharma, Sikh religion? Shyamangi, are you familiar with Sikh dharma? No. Okay. Sikh dharma, they are saying japa naam. Japa naam. But what do? Japa naam, japa naam, japa naam, japa naam. They are doing japa naam, but so this is the misunderstanding. They're chanting, but what are they chanting? Japa naam, japa naam, japa naam. But actual chanting should be Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Ram, Hare Ram,
Ram Ram. So ultimately all dharma will come to this particular point. Follow the name. Follow the laws given by the Lord. In the Bhagavad Gita it is said that beginning from the topmost planet of the universe down to the lowest planet Patala Loka, all are destructible, and the conditioned soul may travel in space either by good or bad work or by modern spacecraft, but they are sure to die everywhere. Although the duration of life in different planets is different, the only means to attain eternal life is to go back home, back to Godhead, where there is no more rebirth as in the material planets. The conditioned soul, being unaware of this very simple fact, because of forgetting their relationship with the Lord of Vaikuntha, try to plan out a permanent life in this material world. Being illusioned by the external energy, they thus become engaged in various types of economic and religious development, forgetting that they are meant for going back home, back to Godhead. This forgetfulness is so strong due to the influence of Maya that the conditioned souls do not at all want to go back to Godhead. By sense enjoyment, they become victims of birth and death repeatedly, and thus spoil human lives, which are chances for going back to Vishnu. The directive scriptures made by the Manus in different ages and millenniums are called Saddharma, good guidance for the human beings. So here it is, clearly mentioned. The directive scriptures made by Manus in different ages and millenniums are called Saddharma. So, dharma means the laws. Manu gives the law. The lawgiver of the mankind is Manu. It is important to know that when Indian constitution was being written after independence, it was actually taken from Manu Samhita. Now, of course, what they have done, that's a different thing. Now, it's not actually in in conjunction or in accordance to Manu Samhita, but it is more in accordance with Karl Marx's Das Kapital and the Red Book. The world is becoming more communistic and democratic. Democracy will ultimately lead to communism, whether we like it or not, if it is not properly checked in time. Okay, I'll repeat from there. The directive scriptures made by the Manus in different ages and millenniums are called Sadharma, good guidance for human beings should take advantage of all the revealed scriptures for their own interest to make life's successful termination. The creation is not false, but it is a temporary manifestation just to give a chance for the conditioned soul to go back to Godhead. The desire to go back to Godhead and functions performed in that direction form the right path of work. When such a regulative path is accepted, the Lord gives all protection to His devotees by His causeless mercy, while the non-devotees risk their own activities to bind themselves in a chain of fruitive reactions. The word sadharma is significant in this connection. Sadharma, or duty performed for going back to Godhead and thus becoming His unalloyed devotee, is the only pious activity. All others may pretend to be pious, but actually they are not. It is for this reason only that the Lord advises in the Bhagavad Gita that one give up all so-called religious activities and completely engage in the devotional service of the Lord to become free from all anxieties due to the dangerous life of material existence. To work situated in Sadharma is the right direction of life. One's aim of life should be to go back home, back to Godhead, and not be subjected to repeated births and deaths in the material world by getting good or bad bodies for temporary existence. Herein lies the intelligence of human life, and one should desire the activities of life in that way. What a wonderful purport by Srila Prabhupada. Whenever we read Srila Prabhupada's purports, we see how wonderfully Srila Prabhupada has directed or elaborated the scriptures. Each single verse has been so wonderfully explained by Srila Prabhupada, and he is driving the he is revealing the main purpose and the main point. Become a devotee of Krishna, surrender unto Krishna. And that is the bottom line. All the scriptural injunctions ultimately just converge into this point. Just surrender unto Krishna and make your life successful. If you don't, if you get caught up in fruitive activities, what is the fruitive activities? What is the meaning of fruitive activities? That you act and you want to enjoy the fruits of your action. If you work or if you act in order to enjoy the fruits of your action, it will bind you to the laws of material nature, and that law of material nature is very stringent. According to your action, there will be reaction. And you'll keep on rotating in this cycle of birth and death. You'll get one body as a result of your desire to enjoy the fruits of your actions, and then you will go through that life, and then you will die. Then again you will take another birth in another body, and again you will try to enjoy, and again you will die. Now is it very nice to go through this repeated process of birth and death? Birth, death, old age and disease? No. So what should be done? You terminate this system. You bring, Prabhupada is using the expression termination actually. Let me see. Prabhupada is pointing out Manus in different ages and millenniums are called sadharma, good guidance for the human beings, who should make life's successful termination. Now, who should take advantage of all the revealed scriptures for their own interest? Take advantage of all the revealed scriptures for your own interest to make a successful termination of your life. The life will come to an end in a success. And what is the successful termination of life? The successful termination of life will mean no more birth and death. Just finish off all your business and go back to the spiritual sky where you actually belong to. But as long as you are here, lead your life by following the laws given by the Lord, laws presented by the Manus, and by acting in accordance to those instructions. And that is called Udaya. So in this verse we are getting three aspects: Sthana, Manantara and Udaya. Sthanam, how should we remain wherever we are? Sthanam actually means planetary systems, but it is not just a description of planetary systems. Wherever you are situated, whether in the earth planet, whether in the heavenly planet, whether in the Mahaloka, Janaloka, Tapaloka or Sattaloka, wherever you are, or even if Patala Loka or Sutala Loka or Bitala Loka or Atala Loka, wherever you are, just follow the Sadharma. And especially in this age, we have an incredible benefit. We have achieved an incredible benefit in this age, that the process that we got has been so simplified, that just by following this process, which has been very, very easy, which has become very easy to follow. The process in this age is so simple. And by just following that process, we can derive the highest spiritual benefit. So let's take full advantage of that. Thank you very much. All glory is to God. Does anybody have any question?
Dharma is also
Satya, Ahimsa, Aparigraha
state.
Yes, they are also dharma, but they are not the ultimate dharma. They are not the ultimate dharma. You know, dharma is teaching, law is teaching, become a good man. Right? So these are the indications how to become a good man. But what is the ultimate consideration of law? Surrender to the king. Isn't it? Now be a good man. If you are a good man but not surrender to the king, then what happens? You won't get the proper benefit. So ultimate consideration is to surrender to the king. Be good, but at the same time surrender to the king. And here the king, we are talking about not just the king, We are talking about the King of Kings. So when we surrender to the King of Kings, then the ultimate dharma will be performed. And that's called sadharma.
By chanting of the holy name, can we see the super soul? By chanting of the holy name, can we see the super soul?
By chanting the holy name, yes, yes. When you go to the temple and seeing the deities, who are you actually seeing? Who are you seeing? You are seeing the personality who is there in your heart as the super soul. Right? So aren't you seeing the super soul? Now if you love him, then he won't just stand there inactively. He will reciprocate with you. He'll say, come, let's dance together. Okay? Yes,
I was at Mr. Soni's house yesterday for lunch, and naturally he wanted to show me in some video of his spiritual master. So upon this I asked him, you know, which sampradaya does your guru belong to? So he said, no, he belongs to no sampradaya. And he says, how does he give diksha? He says, no, he doesn't give diksha. His understanding is that, you know, you study Bhagavatam and you are my God brother, etc. So I was telling him that Lakshmi has a sampradaya, Shiva has a sampradaya, the Kumaras have a sampradaya. So all the preceptors of Bhagavad Katha have a sampradaya so that there can be no confusion. I was trying to get you the importance of understanding that there is a system whereby we gain. So then you also showed me the very wonderful temple his Guruji has built in Dwarka Deep. So I said, who are the deities in Pancho Parshana? I said, you see, you know, we go into the same cycle of the same thing. At some point, yeah, actually your audience is very kind. You said to him that he can chant his mantra. I simply told him to throw all his mantras into Shiva, you know, and chant Hare Krishna and get the benefit of that, you know, because I do not have your subtlety. But but the fact of the matter is, in all the time I have spoken with him, we have tried to make him understand that even though we are coming from so far, this pinpointed direction, the direction of the Shastra, is to get us back home to Godhead, not to devolve us into so many different understandings. And here in India, this is so endemic that they are not getting this message.
Yeah, right. Like in that respect, I'll just make a very simple point. You see, if somebody wants to be a doctor and he just buys some books from the market and he tries to study them, will he be recognized as a doctor? No. In order to be a doctor, you have to affiliate yourself, you have to get admission to a university, right? And then the university will authorize you. So the sampradayas are like these universities. You have to have the authority in order to be recognized. You have to have the stamp of the authority in order to be recognized, right? Like in any sphere, not only as a doctor. What is your line? What is your subject? What did you study?
Today I am not good at trading all the time. I am not good at trading.
No. Did you go to college or?
No, I am working in state school.
Nahin, padhai kitna kya?
I am B.Com.
B.Com, okay. Yeah. Okay, so BCom, now you are saying that you are a BCom. Why? How can you say that you are a BCom?
That degree from our university.
Which university?
Vikram University.
Vikram University. Right? So you have the stamp of the university. And that's what makes you bona fide. Right? So in spiritual life also, we have to take admission to some university. And there are four bona fide universities, right? Brahma University, Sri University, Kumar University, and Rudra University, Lord Shiva. So there are four universities set up by four personalities: Brahmaji, Lakshmi Devi, Shivji, and the Kumaras. And now it comes, when it comes, what does the university do? They give you the course. And the course begins with the mantra. Right? And it is says that sampradaya vihina je mantraste nishvala mata. If you take the mantra from a person who doesn't belong to a sampradaya, that mantra is useless, nishfal. Koi kaam nahi hoga us mantra se. Matlab kaam ka matlab kya hai? Janma mrityu ka jo chakkar hai, usse uddhar nahi hoga. Aur bhauti jagat mein bhi kuch fayda nahi hoga. So that is what he is actually pointing out. And I tell you, he doesn't have any reason to undermine what you are doing. He is saying it just as a well-wisher of yours. And he himself, look at him. You know, he is coming from Africa. He has nothing to do with India. Right? But he has accepted the mantra. Right? And why did he do that? Because he is convinced. He knows why he is doing. That's why he tells you so boldly. I don't say so boldly because I know how sensitive some people can be. I don't want to burn you out. I don't want you to stop coming here. Sometimes I have noticed, sometimes I am heavy and people don't like to hear that and they don't come. So I also learned my lesson. Because मैं जो dose देता हूँ थोड़ा थोड़ा करके बल्कि उसका जो dose है
the very first day, I asked one question, and in between you are some angry with my interaction.
Achha.
Between the answering, you were answering, yeah. In between I was talking.
Oh.
So Purushottam Prabhu told that he will not come to me. He thought that I will not come to him.
Purushottam?
Parshana. So later on, he told me that.
No, very good. Very
I
good.
Told him that I have some experience on it.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. You see, like as we are giving the example of a doctor, you know, whether you like it or not, the doctor's business is to cure you. Some doctor gives you a sugar-coated medicine and some doctor brings out a syringe and gives you an injection. But the objective of the doctor is to cure your disease. So the intention of, we have to see the intention of the doctor. Thank you, Sunny. Hare Krishna, Gaur Premanande.